a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait them back. I thought we'd get.
Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We all come together during this tumultuous time to celebrate the great Steve Klauke. Play-by-play voice of the Salt Lake Bees for nearly three decades. Announcing today that this will be his last season, unless over the next 10 minutes, Hans and I can talk him out of it. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing much better than I thought I'd be today, but it's been quite the whirlwind day, but I'm as comfortable as I thought, more comfortable than I thought I would be with the decision.
So, Steve, Scotty and I feel like we're the Alamo right now. We're kind of the last line of defense that we could stop this movement. Is there anything that we can do to convince you otherwise, remind you of all the great food that you see on the road and all the great baseball that you've got in front of you? I mean, is there anything Scotty and I can do to reverse the decision?
You know, the first thing you'd have to do is clear it through the misses at home.
Oh, that's not happening.
this may be surprising to a lot of people, but when we didn't have a season in 2020, she actually liked having me home.
Like, I could get used to this.
Was that like, you know, having that 2020 season? What was that like? Was that just an indicator of what life could be like?
Yeah, it was like retirement without the fun. And so I will say this, you know, I don't come even close to Scotty's level, but my yard looked as good as it ever looked because that's all I had time for.
Oh, man, Steve, I will say, and Hans and I were talking earlier in the show, and I think we speak for a lot of people, that when you're driving around on a Sunday afternoon in the middle of summer and you've got the radio on a Bees game, there isn't anything better, man. And it's going to bum me out not to hear it, but I am glad that you're going to have a year where you can kind of celebrate and enjoy, you know, places like Reno again. And
gee, thanks. Yeah, Reno's the last place in the league I get to go to. But then again, it's not Fresno.
Oh, that's the send-off, huh?
Yeah, Reno's the send-off. We do close out at home, but that's my last road series is Reno.
So I came up with a suggestion when Scotty let me know that you'd be on the show at 2 o'clock today. I thought, man, what if Steve did like a Kobe Bryant exit tour where it's my time. and you just make it your time on air. Just talk about what you want. Make it kind of a I used to do a show with Carl Malone many years ago. It was through my eyes with Carl Malone, and he would talk about elk urine and all kinds of things. What if you just made it the Steve Clarke tour and had a little bit of fun and made it all about you for the upcoming season?
No. I have so much fun doing this, Hans and Scott, but you know what? The game should be centerpiece. I see some of the things that are going on now. Guys posting their highlights on social media with half the screen being the game and half the screen being on a camera that's on them while they're brought. No, the game is first and foremost, and that's what I've always thought, and it should always be.
Honestly, by the way,
you're the best.
Speaking of a guy that was, how should I say this, forced to do that this year, you are speaking the truth, man.
In some cases, the broadcaster has no choice. Some cases they do, but it just doesn't make any sense to me. Now, along those lines, especially for you, Hans, I came up with a list of the best three football players the Bees franchise has ever had.
Ooh, there we go.
Best three football players.
Yes. Back in the mid-90s, we had a former USC wide receiver who spent 3 years in the NFL with the Cardinals and later was the football analyst on radio with Pete Arbogast on USC football, John Jackson. Last 2 years, we've had Torrey Hunter Jr., who somehow not only caught 92 passes as a wide receiver at Notre Dame with no touchdown catches.
92 receptions without a touchdown.
Jeez. How do you do that? And then the third was an outfielder named Michael Hermosillo, who in high school was a standout in Ottawa, Illinois. And he was a guy that Illinois had offered him a scholarship to be a slot back. And one game in high school, and there's actually a YouTube video of this, he once rushed for 385 yards in a game, which is pretty impressive, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
9 carries.
Whoa!
Some of his teammates said, "Who did you play? The Little Sisters of the Poor?" He goes, "No, that team went 4-5 that year. They weren't that bad."
385 yards on 9 carries.
That's a nice 42-yard average.
That's a big one.
Really?
That's a big one.
Wow. So when you, I don't know, Steve, you're going to get asked these questions all the time, and I apologize. But like when you go back and you think of the nearly 30 years, are there two or three moments that you're going to immediately go back to? Are there moments that kind of stand out more than others? Because you got a bunch of them, that's for sure.
Probably number one, believe it or not, is the first game ever, just because it was the start of it. And the fact was, we were supposed to open on April 7th of 1994 in Vancouver, and the first 2 days we were rained out. And so that was the last year that the Dome, the Canadian Football League team Dome, downtown Vancouver was in a baseball configuration for Big League weekend because they had the Mariners and the Blue Jays and a couple of other teams in the weekend. And so we were able to work out there for 2 hours each day. And I can remember the first day, our hitting coach, Dan Rohn, spent half the time with a fungo bat trying to hit pop-ups and trying to hit the ceiling with it. And so that, to get rained out the first two games ever and then have to go back-to-back doubleheaders that Saturday and Sunday, talk about an indoctrination into the league, going with back-to-back doubleheaders. So that really still, in a lot of ways, first and foremost, is the one of the top highlights. Another highlight would be on the road in Sacramento, the only no-hitter, nine-inning no-hitter thrown by Salt Lake pitcher by the name of Sean O'Sullivan, and I was so impressed because not only did he throw the no-hitter, only one batter reached base, it was a leadoff walk in the seventh inning, but after the game he was signing ticket stubs, which obviously we don't have anymore, but signing ticket stubs and everything to the Sacramento fans, and I knew full well he was kind of in a hurry because he had to go back to the clubhouse, gather his stuff, and go back home to San Diego to go to his grandmother's funeral. And so that always has stood out in my mind. And then there's always the quirky that stands out in your mind, like the time the Bees won a game in the bottom of the 13th inning on a walk-off detached equipment call, which what that is it was a 3-3 game or 4-4 game, runner at third, two outs, and the pitcher threw a ball into the dirt, and the Tucson catcher, Guillermo Quiros, blocked the ball and then started to use his mask to gather in the baseball, and that's illegal, and that's a one-base advancement. So the guy was able to walk home from third, and we won it, as I say, on a walk-off detached equipment call.
Wow.
Very quirky. No question about it. I've never heard of anything like that. Very quirky. So, Steve, at what point did you realize this is what I want to do? At what point did you realize I'm going to call baseball and I'm going to stay in a market and I'm going to dig my feet in here? When did that really come to a realization for you?
Well, it's funny. First of all, the first broadcast I ever did, I was 13 years old at the high school radio station, and that we lost 34-0, and my cousin was the quarterback, and because he had a different last name and played so lousy, I never mentioned the fact he was my cousin. And 2 years later, the football team went undefeated, and he was good old Cousin Bob on the radio. But as far as here is concerned, when I moved here in 91 to be a part of the Jazz pre-, half-, and post-game show, as well as the nightly talk show with Dave Blackwell and Ron Boone. And in 1993, we knew that the team was coming. And so, at that time, the station that we were on with the Jazz, the old Kissin' 570, before it even became Sports Radio 570, and KSL were both interested in the broadcast rights. And so, as usual, at a backup, at a par three hole at a charity golf outing, I turned to my two bosses, Randy Rigby with the Jazz and Randy Rogers from the radio station, why don't you let me go up to Portland, broadcast the Beavers' last two regular season games back to Salt Lake. That way, the fans would have a feel for what is to come, and it would show Joe Buzis, the owner, that our group was the one that was the most serious about doing the broadcast, and so they thought it was a good idea. I went up there just hoping to do the two games, and then the press box there didn't have any doors, and Joe was actually standing in the doorway, unbeknownst to me, listening, liked what he heard, and went back to both stations and said, whichever one of you has Steve gets the broadcast rights. And so at that point, KSL sent Doug Miller to try to recruit me over to KSL. But, before I got the job with the Jazz, I had been unemployed from full-time work for about 19 months. And, the Jazz rescued me from that and maybe having to stop doing broadcasting. And so I felt a loyalty to them. And so that's how the Jazz and Kissin' 570 got the broadcast rights, and shortly thereafter named me as the broadcaster. So that's kind of how it all started.
Wow. It's a great story, and knowing Randy Rigby and Randy Rogers for a lot of years, you can tell how persuasive those guys can be to, get you to go cross-country, too. Those are two of the finer human beings on the planet. No doubt. So.
There's two things. One, I wish Joe had told me that because I could have maybe negotiated a better deal. And second of all, it wasn't until 7 years ago that they told me who the other finalist for the job was.
I've heard this.
Joe Buck.
Yep, Joe Buck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I did not hear
him anyway.
Yeah, he did okay, but you did not tell me that. Randy Rogers told me that it was between you and Joe Buck.
Yeah, because he was like 21 years old and fresh out of school. And I think he ended up doing AAA in Louisville for a couple of years before his dad brought him onto the Cardinal broadcast team.
So when you look at this last year with this team, and I know that we'll get to know him a little bit more coming up next week leading up to the first game, but what are your thoughts on this year's club?
It's funny. I have an idea who might be here, but we have not received a peep from the Angels yet. They haven't made really very many cuts. Obviously, they have to make the decision with Joe Adell, who's been the prospect in waiting for the last couple of years. I wouldn't be surprised to see him back. Some of the veteran pitching that was so successful last year, and actually for the first time in Salt Lake history, won their earned run average crown. Some of those guys will be back. The thing I'm most excited about in regards to the team, and this being my last year, is that a guy who's had two previous stints as our manager and played here for 2 years back in the early 2000s, Keith Johnson, is back as our skipper. He's lived in Salt Lake since the early 2000s. He's a fiery guy. The previous coaching staff, which, by the way, they were all fired right after the last game in Oklahoma City last September. And Keith's a guy that I've known for a long time. Great to have him back. This is a team that will play much harder than what we've seen the last couple of years, and I think is going to make this a winning team and hopefully get the team into the playoffs for the first time since 2013.
Hey, Steve, I've got a lot of Wildcat fans asking how this will affect your Wildcat coverage.
Fortunately, I'm not completely retiring after this year. I will continue as long as they want me to do Wildcat football and basketball. The people at Weber State over the last 8 years that I've done it have been great to be with and very supportive, and looking forward to continuing my association with the Wildcats in the near future.
How was it Montana where you guys had the steal and then the kick out to the three for the win?
Yes.
I retweeted that because I'm like, this is classic Steve. Just a awesome call and a great moment. And it's why you're the best out there, man. You just do such a tremendous job and have for so many years. And there's been, it's been kind of fun because we've had a lot of part-timers and some stay in the business and some don't. But a lot of times, some of those part-timers work beast games. And follow those guys on Twitter and all the great interactions. I remember back in 2003 coming down on the weekends. I was still living in Logan. I was still going to school. But I would come down and produce some games on the weekend. Jeff Rickard and Eric Ray would let me, throw a few shifts my way over the weekend just to try to get my foot in the door. And my first job was producing beast games. And, and you had every right to be a jerk and say you're screwing up and you can't produce a game to save your life. But the patience you showed with me and so many others, man, I can't thank you enough for all of those early moments, for sure.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the producers who had the ability to stay awake listening to me drone on for 3 hours a night.
Hey, how was Scotty at his job back then?
Bad.
You weren't bad. You weren't bad. No one who has done it's been bad. Some have struggled more than others, but I guess I'm a guy that I still care deeply about the product on the air, but yelling and chewing people out at the other end is just not my style. I think encouragement's the best way to go about it, and fortunately, a lot of those people who have, as you mentioned, Scott, have stayed in the business. They've done gone on to greater things. Like one of my early board ops, as a matter of fact, he was board opping the night that John Stockton hit the shot to beat the Rockets to get the Jazz to the finals the first time, was the guru of Phoenix radio, Ryan Hatch.
Yeah, yep.
And I remember coming out of the commercial, or going into commercial break, and he's yelling and screaming at the other end, like, what happened? And so he explained what happened. And so, probably not the right thing to do, but I had a rather speedy post-game show so I could get back to the hotel and watch the highlights. And then it dawned on me when I got back to the hotel, wait a minute, I'm in Edmonton. TSN, the sports channel there, the first 26 minutes of their 36-minute sports center was all Stanley Cup playoff highlights. So I had to wait till midnight, because at midnight, all of the cable system in Edmonton got their American television programming from the TV stations in Spokane. So it was 11. They had the 11 o'clock news, not 10 o'clock. So the 11 o'clock news was on at 12 in Edmonton. So at 12, all the Spokane stations led with it because of John. And so I finally got to see the highlight.
Oh, wow. No, I remember, like, the first broadcast, there was a travel agency, like, called, I think, Good Times Travel or something like that. And I made, like, a dynamite joke, and I could hear Steve on the other, like, just shut up and push
don't,
the buttons.
Don't.
Just
do
don't.
Yeah, if anybody's going to tell bad jokes, it's me.
Hey, Steve, I don't want to get too personal on this, but what does retirement look like?
I'm not even sure at this point. Obviously, we'd like to be able to do a little travel. I mean, we both turned 68 within the last couple of months or what have you. And so we want to do a little travel, and because we haven't had a summer vacation since 1993, so that's probably first and foremost for us. Not sure where or what we want to do, and my brother and I, who's the Cubs fan and Packers fan, so we've butted heads for years. We might do a five game and five city tour, and mix in major and minor league baseball just for the fun of it, and. But spend more time with Sue, because I mean, we've been married, it'll be 47 years in August. We've probably only been together for, I don't know, 27 of those years, because
wow.
I've been gone so much. I mean, I just got my statement from Marriott, and apparently I've now stayed in a Marriott property 700 nights over the last 20 years. And that's just the Marriott properties.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I don't want to do math on air, but that's nearly 2 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But believe me, in the early years of this league, I'd be more than happy to have stayed at any kind of Marriott, because the one thing that's improved more than anything else over my years has been the hotels the teams put you up at, because the home team decides where the visiting team stays. The worst was a place in Albuquerque, and I don't really want to describe it. All I can tell you is the name of the hotel and the room rate, and it'll tell you the whole story. The room rate was $39, and the name of the hotel was the MCM Elegante. Guys, the free breakfast buffet was overpriced.
See, those are the jokes we need.
As you're eating it, you're like, I know I didn't pay, but I'm going to pay.
Well, it was bad. It was bad.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, Steve, we're fired up for a full season of baseball, and we look forward to catching up with you again. Good luck this year, and let's make this a regular occurrence, all right?
I would appreciate it. It would be great. I love talking to you guys, and you guys continue to do what you're doing. You do it the best. You guys have a lot of fun, and as you well know from some of my texts, if I'm driving around, I'm listening to you two in the afternoon.
I appreciate it. That means a lot.
Yeah, you mean a lot to us, Steve. Thank you.
There he is. Steve Klauke right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It is the farewell tour, which, by the way, he will not like anybody referencing that.
No.
No.
Well, he kind of got after me a little bit when I mentioned the, hey, take it. Make this a Steve Klauke farewell tour. It's like, no.
No.
It's about the game. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because if I'm him, I'm like,
oh, I'm shower me with praises in every city that I go to.
We're going to open up with 24 of my best calls, and we'll join the game in the seventh inning.
Yeah,
you know, like we're going to have a little bit of fun. I'm bringing on guests. I'm talking food, and then we'll get to the game.
Yeah,
but not Steve. You know, it's going to be just complete professionalism. I am glad, however, that he's staying on the Weber State Wildcats call.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Mario's hanging out with us. We're live here at NPS. Come on by, hang out with us. So many great options to save. So when you walk up and down these aisles, what's jumping out at you on things that people can save money on?
Oh, wow. You know, I mean, we've got some bikes. We've got lots of power tools. You know, we've got everything that's coming up for spring, if spring would actually show up. But yeah, there's all kinds of things sticking out. Come on down and shop and get a good deal.
Yeah, save yourself some money.
You can't hardly even describe what this is like down here. I've tried, and I do my best. The only thing I can tell you is, come down and just walk the aisles. Come down and just take a look. And whether it's the industrial location that we're sitting here with Mario in, or it's one of the other three locations that have the grocery store attached and you've got the bedding and so many things, you need to just come down and experience it. Walk the aisles. But Mario, the one thing that I really try to push for people to understand is the savings.
Yes.
I bet you've seen some incredible deals, things that you're like, that can't be that price here.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, we just sold, you know, like one of those adjustable desks, brand new. You know, they usually retail for about around $150. Went out the door for about $60.
The office, the adjustable office.
Yep, the office desks that, you know, that go up and down and that are adjustable. So,
and you just
price.
But that's the thing that Scotty and I have talked about. You got to kind of circulate through NPS, because you guys are constantly having changeover in items on the floor, right?
Yes, yeah. You know, I mean, it could, you know, these items could be here in 1 minute, and as soon as you walk away, it'll be gone. So, you know, things do come and go very quickly.
Come on down, check it out. Again, so many great savings. Even if you're just looking for light bulbs, things around the house, you got light bulbs for 70% off. You need tires, they've got them for 50% off. It's just, you have to come down and really experience the place, because you may not know you need it until you see it. And you're like, yeah, I need that. So come on down, NPS 1601. Just come on down. It's really easy to find. Just put NPS into your Empire Road, 1601 Empire Road, but just put it into your GPS. It'll bring you right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
C. Shane Reese has been named BYU's 14th president. A moment to talk about a change at the top at BYU. And what does it mean for Cougar Athletics?
The guy has an athletic background. This is a big, big deal. What are his goals? You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this. It can only help if you have an athletic background. BYU needs to have a higher emphasis, and they need not to be ashamed of it. They don't have to feel guilty for wanting to win and win at the highest level and putting forth the resources that go into it. Put the emphasis on others because you're going to need it. The last thing you want is to suck year after year in your primary attention-grabbing sports in the Big 12.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back, Hanson Scotty, 97.5, DKSL Sports Zone, live at NPS. National Product Sales, come down and check out the floor. So many different products. You know, I was suggesting give yourself an hour, but you're probably, if you come down to the industrial location where we're at, you're probably going to want to give yourself 2 hours, maybe three. But this is really a great time to come down, walk the aisles, take a look at all the different items that they've got for sale. It's just a spectacular place. Scotty, I know you were kind of going up and down the aisles looking at some of these things with me. It's incredible.
It really is. It really is. I mean, it's just, again, this is the kind of place where you could find one of those lights to put above your car and pull people over. I'm kidding. They don't have that here. I've looked
many times.
Well, you've already got five of them.
Yeah.
No, they got all confiscated.
Couldn't find anything that matches what I've already got.
Hey, remember, ReMedical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments, discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. ReMedical, renew, restore, reclaim. Visit ReMedical.com today.
It's a loaded wheel, bud.
By the way, just got off the phone. A lot of stuff brewing, man. A lot of stuff brewing. I'm telling you, it's a weird world we're living in. There might be some breaking news coming here pretty soon.
Oh. Well, here we go.
Here we go.
It needs to break soon. Something needs to happen.
We got about 23 minutes.
Oh, is that?
No. I just want to get it on our show, that's all.
Is it gonna?
It's looking that way, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. I got some opinions on it, that's for sure. How's that? This is like the worst tease in the history.
I know, but I could overhear some of the conversation, and I knew it was important.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell if it was going good or bad.
Yeah. So.
Is it like goodness gracious big?
Yeah, do we need to have...
It's up there, for sure. All right, Hans and Scotty, let's get to it. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Pro Day.
Pro Day at BYU.
So a lot going on in Pro Day. Clark Phillips had some comments and had a quick media availability. And you and I talked a lot about his combine numbers and kind of felt like those weren't the numbers that are, you know, that he would have wanted. And he addresses that and gives his thoughts on what went on during that combine.
I think it was kind of like a not only a weight lifted off my shoulders after the combine, it was more so like, okay, now we're not training for a track meet, we're training for football, you know? And that's what I looked at it like, because, like I said, I'm a football player, and I guard receivers, and I make football plays. I don't play 40, I don't play shuttle, I don't play L drill. I play football. So I'm just glad that, you know, we got to kind of get that out the way and also get out here and play football in front of these guys. I pride myself on being athletic, but that's not all my game. You know, I take pride in, you know, preparing for every single matchup, every single game, formational tendencies, all of that stuff, and the things that you need in a football player. And so when it comes to preparing for this stuff, this is just what they want to see, and this is another thing that you got to check off. And so for me, it's just like I got to do my job, and this is what they want to see. They want to see the 40. They want to see all of that stuff. But no, I definitely understand that. I've never been the fastest, never been the biggest. Shoot, I'm probably shorter than everybody over here. But that's not my game, you know. Got to cover some of the best, and we fare really, really well.
He's really good in coverage. His numbers didn't represent what he is altogether. I think he could do better with the numbers, but he is what he just said he is. He's a football player, and I would have zero hesitation in pulling the trigger on a draft pick with that kid.
No, I wouldn't.
Because yeah. I know that he's not going to be trouble. He's not going to be a bad teammate. He'll be everything you need him to be as a professional. He's going to be a leader, and he can cover. Whether his 40 time tells you he can cover or not, the guy can cover. You watch the film, and he went against some really good receivers. And I would have no problem drafting Clark Phillips. Outside of Clark Phillips, there were some numbers coming out of BYU today. You can catch all those numbers. I think Mitch Harper has posted them all at kslsports.com. Mitch has done a really good job down there at BYU, giving us some good coverage. Couple things that stood out. Houston Haymuli hit 31 reps on the bench. I know that Puka Nacua has lost a little bit of steam in some of the draft conversations. But I'll tell you this on Puka Nacua. That kid stays healthy. He'll be a well-paid, nice NFL wide receiver. I'm not saying he's going to be the highest-end wide receiver, but he'll be a well-paid 8-6-7-8 year
yeah.
wide receiver in the NFL.
Now, I know they're different players, but it kind of reminds me a little bit of Tim Patrick, who Tim Patrick was injured a lot at the University of Utah, put up good numbers, but wasn't, I mean, nobody looked at Tim Patrick like, this guy's going to be a great pro. And anyway, he goes into the league, doesn't get drafted, fights his way onto a roster as an undrafted free agent, and then gets a few opportunities in preseason, and then practice squad, gets called up for a couple games, kind of continues to make plays, and now is a fixture and a high-level starter in the NFL. And I don't know if a lot of us saw it coming when he was playing for Utah, but gets healthy, gets in the right system, makes the most of his opportunities. I could certainly see that with Puka for sure.
I think that's where he's at. I think that's his level. I think that some of his athleticism and some of his film should keep him in the draft conversation. Whether he's drafted or undrafted, he's going to impress in camp because he's got the stickiest stinking fingers.
Yeah.
That catch that he had, what was it, against Boise State?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The back of the end
on
zone.
On fourth down.
On fourth down, yeah. Kind of a spinning catch. It was a game winner.
Guy draped all over him.
If he doesn't make that catch, game's over.
Yeah.
And
yep.
BYU loses that game. Instead, he makes the catch just one of the most insane catches. It's the most insane catch that I can think of in BYU history. But outside of that, he just has that charisma. He's got that energy that everybody kind of surrounds. So I like Puka. Jaren Hall, I know he's continuing to be in the conversation. I hope that he finds his way into the draft. But the quarterback room in the draft has gotten really deep. And it's going to be really difficult for him. Blake Freeland put up some more good numbers, continues to impress. So we got probably four, maybe five draft picks coming out of the state of Utah this year. Four, maybe five, possibly six. We'll see. Dalton Kincaid will be the highest pick.
Yep.
But a guy like Braden Daniels could be in that 6-7. Blake Freeland's going to be in those middle 2-3 rounds. Clark Phillips right in there with Blake Freeland. And then you've got a couple of borderline guys.
Yeah. And if, you know, half of those guys get drafted,
then you're sitting there in the 5-6.
Like, nobody wants to miss on a quarterback. And that's why I think Jaren Hall gets drafted. Now, it might be 7th round, but I do think he gets drafted because everybody looks at quarterbacks as such a prized commodity these days.
Yeah.
And there's enough good film. There's enough, you know, there's enough evidence there that a quarterback coach and offensive coordinator could look and be like, hey, we can work with this.
Yep.
And let's not chance this as an undrafted free agent. Let's lock this dude down. If he's available in the 6th, the 7th, let's pull the trigger, get him in here, and take a flyer and see if it can work. Because if it works great, then you look like, you know, a miracle worker. If it doesn't work, well, it's 6th or 7th. You know, we took a flyer, so what? I think Jaren Hall gets drafted just based on that alone.
Well, and with the elevated success of a Patrick Mahomes, that, and I'm not saying that Jaren is a Patrick.
No, but I get your point.
But there are some similarities in their game. You have to just try it. You got to see. I don't remember. Where did Patrick Mahomes get drafted?
Kansas, like 15th overall or 10th overall. Kansas City traded up 10th. Yeah, Kansas City traded up from like late 20s to move up into the top 10 to get him.
So you've got some teams that missed on him in the first few picks there in the draft.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you can identify. But he's got enough attributes as a quarterback that you might just take a flyer on
him.
You might just take a shot with the kid just to see. He is a special kid as well.
Yeah. All right. One more, Lloyd. Fired up.
Punched in the face.
Yeah, this was an interesting story that's developed in something that happened in the NCAA women's basketball game last night. Bowling Green State was playing against Memphis, and Bowling Green State beats them 73-60. So you get the typical handshake line where they all line up on the sideline and they walk by and they shake hands. Well, this girl from Memphis, her name is Jamira, she walks by this Bowling Green State University player, and you can see the Bowling Green State University player turns and kind of says something, and Jamira turns around and says something.
Oh, boy.
And there's this pause in this stall.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, it's just, bam, just a right straight to the face of this Bowling Green State girl. Her name is Alyssa Brett, and she dropped like a sack of potatoes. She just fell to the floor. Instantly, Jamira's coach grabs her and gets her away from the scene. And Alyssa Brett just bursts into tears. She's laying on the ground and bursts into tears. Well, some news kind of breaking on this a little bit earlier today. Jamira Schutz was hit with criminal charges this morning, and she is going to be charged with battery.
Wow.
You know, this is always an interesting thing that happens in the world of sports when you get these tempers that flare, and you put these athletes face-to-face at the end of a game.
I'm always,
And you just lost in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament, and you threw elbows at each other for four quarters in women's basketball.
Yeah.
Threw elbows at each other and exchanged barbs. And then you put them face-to-face, and sometimes you just can't handle it. And it overcame her, and she threw the punch.
Honestly, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Hit her square in the jaw.
In men's or women's. Like, the handshake line, seems like it's getting a little bit to the point where he's like, we got to be a little bit more careful here, because I've seen, because usually the handshake line happens right in front of me when I'm calling a game.
Right. They put it right in front of the media bench.
And sometimes I'm surprised by, you see these guys that are just fighting against each other for an entire game, and then they hug it out and they laugh and have a good smile afterwards. And I was like, wow, I think that could go a lot worse. And I've seen two instances where it's gotten really bad. One, it was not just, it wasn't players, it was coaches.
The coaches. It seems like coaches are more on the edge than the players are.
Yep.
It seems like coaches are almost more susceptible to an actual fist fight than the players.
Yeah.
But Jamira threw a pretty hard strike to the face.
Yeah.
And you gotta suffer the consequences of that. Let's just say you played a hard-fought game in an NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You get the win, you're feeling all excited about it, but you know on the court you were being a jerk. You know what you did to get the win. And you're walking by and you see a couple of the guys and you're like, uh-oh. that didn't go well on the court for you, did it? And you, let's just say you drop something and the dude hits you. Do you press charges?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
Yeah. But
I'm not happy about it. I might get. I'm going to get up and scramble.
Yeah.
Now, Alyssa Brett went down and stayed down and burst into tears. I'm sure it hurt her. I would get up and do my best to try to throw some jabs and hope my team gets my back, and we're going to turn this into a melee. It's going to be an NCAA tournament melee.
Like the guy.
But
like,
I'm not pressing charges.
Like the dude from Animal House, like Mark Harlan reference. You're running out there and your teammates are like, nope.
Hulk's Let's get him, everybody.
Hulk's over there like, uh-uh. Want no part of that.
Nah. You got it, bro. I'll be in the locker room showering.
Did you ever, were you a guy that came to midfield and shook hands, or were you like, I want to get off this field, I'm done?
I was off the field guy.
Yeah.
I didn't like the handshake deal.
That's what I like about football. If you want to, that's great. If you don't, but if you purposely don't go through the handshake line, then everybody's like, how disrespectful, blah blah blah. Like, it's forced. You have to do it. And if you don't, then you're a bad person. But there's a lot of times you don't want to shake their hand, and I think that's okay.
Yep. Give me a clear path. Make sure, especially if I'm on the road, give me a clear path that I can get off the field without any fan interaction.
Yeah,
that's the safest way to do it.
All right, Hans and Scotty, wrap this thing up next. By the way, that is your that is another edition of Sports Roulette, all brought to you by the Weed Man. That's right, Salt Lake City Weed Man, because lawn care is not all alike. Go to weedman.com today. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Wherever you go, the Zone will be right there with you every step of the way. It's the all-new KSL Sports Zone.
I love it!
Where you can listen to The Zone wherever you may be.
Listen to me, this stuff is available everywhere.
It's your new home for streaming The Zone and getting all the latest news, insight, and analysis of the teams you can't live without. It's the all-new KSL Sports app. Available now wherever you shop for apps. Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form.
By searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you. Want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Got the world around us. Just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, wrapping up another edition of the show. By the way, on Wednesday, we'll be back hanging out with Jake and the crew at Tim Daly Mazda Southdown here on Automall Drive. And Sandy, make sure to stop by and say hi.
Here's a word you've never heard, Lloyd. No. No.
Yeah, try saying no.
Nah, I can't.
We'll do it later.
Yeah.
Not now.
Well, wrapping up again, this has been a fun week, fun show. We got NCAA tournament continuing this weekend, Utah women's NCAA tournament.
About to tip off,
a big one against LSU. And by the way, Miami pulls off the upset as a 9 seed. So if Utah wins this game, they knocked off 4 seed South Carolina. So if Utah wins this game today against LSU, they'll take on the 9 seed for a chance to go to the Final Four.
That puts a lot of pressure on this.
No pressure there.
Oh, by the way, LSU's going to be real tough.
Yeah, you can't be looking past that team. All right, Mario's hanging out with us. We're live here at the NPS store, one of many stores, hands up and down the Wasatch Front, but the industrial location, all kinds of fun.
4 of them. You got one in Layton, one in Orem, and then you got the 2 locations right here in downtown Salt Lake City. I just want people to come down and check this out. Let's start with this. How do you go about setting the prices on the items that are on the floor?
So typically we research, you know, the full price, and then we cut it in half when we do price them. So, I mean, there's a lot of research that does go into that.
It's just incredible. I was just walking over in the sporting goods area. I found the whole selection of golf clubs.
Yep.
So you got golf clubs. I was looking at the fishing section. For anybody out there that needs a fishing hook of any type,
yeah,
you're going to come in here and get fishing hooks for basically nothing.
Yep.
You got so many great things out here on the floor. Just come down and check it out. What are some of the fun things that you've seen come through the door and the prices that you've seen?
Oh, boy. You know, just a lot of sporting goods stuff, you know, that I'd never thought that existed. You know, so you do see a lot of unique things, you know, that does come through.
This would be a problem if I was you working here.
Yeah. Oh, it can be for sure.
It's got to be.
Like, that doesn't need to hit the floor. I'll just go ahead and take that off your hands right now.
Yep. I'm working just to buy the stuff here.
you're willing in the 5th generator that you just bought, and your wife's like, we now have 8 generators. Thanks.
Yep.
That's great. I was looking at the generators over here, but all the lawn care equipment, you've got electric lawnmowers, or you've got gas-powered weed whackers. You've got so many things. People need to come and see it for themselves. Find the locations at npsstore.com. You can get out to the Layton, Orem, or downtown locations and come see what they've got to offer.
Appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yep, thank you.
97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The boys from Unrivaled coming up next right here on The Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.